I have been over with the family all morning. I got the call around 8:30 this morning, so I went straight over to the family. I've known the family since they moved to Stavann 2 years ago. They're a lovely family, the mum and the two daughters. They're so pleasant. You can imagine, like, the state of shock that they are, never mind the rest of the Stavann community. It's a bit disturbing. They think that people would come, especially to a mother and her two daughters living there alone, to their house. So I have been over with them, and they're very distressed. They're in absolute shock, and they're very confused as well. It's just a bit scary to think that this something like this would happen in our small town.
And I suppose Strabane has welcomed so many people from all over the world for many years. And to think now that this small minority group would effectively, they believe, take matters into their own hand is just totally unacceptable.
It's completely unacceptable. I myself, my father moved here to Strabane 40 years, and like, I don't think anything like this has ever happened in Strabane, and they think the people would take it upon themselves to try and start up trouble. This is not wanted in Strabane. Like, this is not a reflection of the people in Strabane, or it's not a reflection of the community. The community here in Strabane are so welcome. Like, we would hold loads of family events, and it's not just for ethnic minority families. It's the whole local community that come and attend our events, and you can tell that the anger in the community now at the minute from all the local people, especially like living where the incident happened. Like, everybody is just so angry. Like, I'm sitting talking to you now and I'm physically shaking. Just not who we are as a community. It's not the people of Strabane. That's not what the people of Strabane think.